Well, if you're in Toronto and you're listening and you want to get out of the city, come on to Hamilton because we have lots going on this weekend. And to find out all the details, we are joined by Ted Flett with Tourism Hamilton. Hi, Ted. Welcome to Hamilton at Noon.
Thanks very much, Robin.
The best laid plans, right? Today, we were expecting you in the studio, but we can always reach you by phone, so that's great. We might see a few more visitors this weekend who are fleeing Toronto to get away from all the craziness with the summits. What things might they take part in?
Well, I tell you, I'm actually setting up an itinerary for my sister and niece who are looking at fleeing the downtown core, so I've got some firsthand experience with this. We got lots on the roster for the next couple of weekends, in fact. Everything from art to folk music to a little bit of rock and roll and some ribs. This weekend, we have Family Fun Days at the Art Gallery of Hamilton. That takes place on the 27th, which is Sunday. The Family Fun Days run from 1:30 to 3:30, and they're intended to help sort of educate children and families on art making and different activities that are inspired by the Art Gallery of Hamilton exhibitions, which right now, of course, is a focus of on the theme of Africa.
And everything's Africa these days with World Cup.
That's right. So you can get a small taste of soccer right here in Hamilton. There will be storytelling, dance, and hand drumming.
Okay. What's Golden Horseshoe Live Steamer Days all about? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The Steamer Days are held at the Hamilton Museum of Steam and Technology, which is a real icon of an architectural landmark for industry or within industry. It's the original site of Hamilton's first waterworks. And the live Steamer Days allow people to catch a ride on a coal-burning, steam-powered miniature train.
Okay, great. What else?
We've also got, for someone who's looking for something a bit more laid back, we've got a great folk musician named Connie Caldor performing at the Fieldcote Memorial Park and Museum. And this offers people a great opportunity to lay back, enjoy a nice free outdoor concert. They can bring their own chair, blankets, some of their own food as well, and really take in the splendor that is this season with the great weather outdoors and some outstanding local folk music artist.
Now, between this weekend and next weekend, there's this big birthday party, I understand, next Thursday that we're celebrating.
There certainly is. It's Canada Day on Thursday, July 1st, a holiday for most listeners. And on the Thursday night, the big show will definitely be the fireworks that take place at Bayfront Park here in Hamilton. The fireworks are at dusk, so approximately 10 o'clock, but the event gets rolling much sooner than that, around 7 o'clock. Performers include Sarah Blackwood, Truly Odd Show, and a few others, also including a local appeal of the Hamilton Youth Steel Orchestra. And then, of course, the big production, the fireworks, will shoot off at 10 o'clock. So it's a great way to mark the occasion. There are several other events that will actually that will run through the weekend, but will kick off on the 1st. Including, of course, the famous It's Your Festival, their 40th festival of its kind here in Hamilton at Gage Park. Some of the performers and the top headliners include David Wilcox, Alan Frew of Glass Tiger, Crash Karma, which features the members of or some members of I Mother Earth, Our Lady Peace, and the Tea Party. So really, really outstanding roster that's set up for It's Your Festival this year.
And that takes us right into the weekend. What other things can we expect to take advantage of?
Well, I know you like food, Robin.
Yeah, food.
And I speak that same language. The very first O Canada Rib Fest will actually be inaugurated this the weekend of the Canada Day long weekend, which will take place in Waterdown. It will include great ribbers showcasing their tantalizing ribs, but also blooming onions, pitas, bacon on a bun. There will be all sorts of wonderful cooking that people can dive into there. And then a bit off the beaten track on July 3rd on the Saturday at or hosted by Historical Perceptions Tours is a past mayor's tour. This is where you would actually tour the Hamilton Cemetery, At 777 York Boulevard in Hamilton, so sort of across the street a little bit from Dundurn Castle, and get a real strong sense from a historian named Robin McKee on Hamilton's beginnings through the eyes of its respective first mayors that are now laid to rest in that cemetery.
Okay, well, obviously lots to do, and as you mentioned, we're covering quite a gamut of things to do. Ted, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks very much, and you too, Robin.
And we will check back with you for things that we can do in the weekends to come. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Robin.